Thank you. I'm a resident of Franklin and supporter of this project. I support the alternate route, which was presented this past month. First, I want to say that people do want green energy, and other than wind, there's no greener energy than this hydro project would provide. I hope the U.S. Department of Energy looks into the fact that the residents in northern New Hampshire, the ones who are fighting this adamantly, also refuse to have wind energy, because with wind energy, there are also visible poles. Therefore, the people who are fighting against this project are people who don't want anything, no matter how green it is, for themselves, simply because they don't want to look at it. Second, people want tax revenue. In this community alone, we are looking to increase our tax base somewhere in the range of $5 million through this project, and our community already struggles with a highly transient population. This population puts a strain on the city and its property tax-paying residents as they pay more and more social service tabs simply because the city has a lot of low-income rental properties. The reason we have so many low-income rental properties is because we have no one who wants to invest in the city until it can make something of itself and its school district. This money would drastically help us do just that, as well as help improve our own energy and failing water and sewer system infrastructure. The Society for the Protection of the New Hampshire Society of Protection of Forests gave their reasons of why they are opposed to Northern Pass. They want to protect tourism in the state. Well, good, because I can assure you that the tax money that which would be generated for the state through this project would certainly allow people to invest in capital in their hotels, amusement parks, and roadways. They argue for the biomass plants, which are already up and running in the state. And yes, we all love biomass, as it is another renewable energy source. But I want to ask, should we shut down the opportunity of this proportion because we want a couple of businesses in the North Country to be the only game in town? This is America, and I believe in capitalism. Who in their right mind would want to not let another country invest $1 billion into their workers, state, and economy? Bottom line, we're in a recession. There are no jobs. That we have coal burning up our atmosphere, and letting someone else pay for people to work here is a good idea. I would like people to be made aware of the Weeks Act of 1911, the Weeks Act being the law which enabled individual states to work in conjunction with the United States government to protect watersheds and certain areas of land from destruction or development. A little over 100 years ago, a northern New Hampshire logging company clear-cut what is now the White Mountains National Forest. The logging company essentially went to the area, clear-cut it, made their money, and left. The Weeks Act prohibited a situation such as this from happening again. Therefore, I'm sure between the U.S. Department of Energy, the Weeks Act, the six other federal agencies which have to approve this project, in common sense, no one will bring destruction to the piece of forest like this again. People need to realize that the proper protections are in place, and we have been for 100 years. To further accentuate my points here, I would like to quote our president in regard to his energy policy. He states, as we recover from this recession, the transition to clean energy has the potential to grow our economy and create millions of jobs, but only if we accelerate that transition, only if we seize the moment, and only if we rally together and act as one nation, workers and entrepreneurs, scientists and citizens, the public and private sectors. I would argue this is the opportunity for the northeastern part of the United States to take charge of its economy and health of its citizens and its surroundings. I believe once the first person comes in and establishes a win-win solution for the life necessity of electricity, it will only saturate the rest of the country. So for the people who say, I won't take your money from my land, I want to say to them, would you rather keep your land the way it is, where you are the only one who can look at it, and in turn allow people to get cancer down the way because they're still being exposed to side effects of coal burning, or do you want to be part of creating a reliable, clean energy source? And I'm sure if you answer the former, you are a selfish New Hampshire resident who only wants to flood the good intentions of this project, which aims to do more for the health and wellness of generations of people, plants, and animals to come by using this sustainable energy than burning coal.